Yeah, most people use nitrogen. I guess is it nitrogen or yeah, helium is a very easy gas to get your hands on. But the nitrogen, you got to rent the containers. You got to rent the containers, and then it's a little cheaper on the product. But where helium, you can buy it at your local Canadian Tire store. So that's the scoop on that. And helium leaks a lot faster than nitrogen. There's some up, we're up there like 800 days at 44,000 feet. So obviously they did something right.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, you have no control of the balloon. It just goes up, and there is no control. It just free flows up in the air. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's affirmative. It's all up to Mother Nature. But it's all good. Anyway, I'm just going to grab a sandwich. Good to hear you in there. And if you get a second, I know you're busy, so I'm not going to expect too much. Just enjoy your weekend there, Dave. Over.
All righty. Well, thanks for the call, and have a good one, and we'll catch up with you later. Enjoy your weekend as well. N6QDY. See you later. VA3HRY from N6QDY. Quick hello there, Henry.
Hey, Dave, good morning. Good afternoon from Windsor, Ontario. Just got in about 45 minutes ago from washing my van out in the parking lot, and yeah, you know what? I don't think it deserves to be washed. It'll be dirty in no time at all.
Yeah, I hear you, but you know what? That just tells me the type of person you are. I like to keep things pretty much tidy, you know? And whatnot, so. And you know, sounds like you like to be productive, too, so. Among other things, I'm sure. Well, good. Good on that. Well, you usually use that to, I don't know if you mountain bike, but based on the, I'm just trying to put two and two together. You've got the bike rack, and I figure you like to ride trails, you know, and stuff like that, just leisurely. I would imagine, not necessarily competition, or maybe you do, I don't know. But you like to take your van and your bike out to wherever you want to go to and just enjoy Mother Nature, huh?
Yeah, you know that last part that you just said, take the van out with the bike or whatever, and go out and enjoy the trail and Mother Nature and that leisurely. In a way, yeah. Absolutely. No, I don't write competition, never have. Never interested in that. I'm out there for two reasons, health and fun. And the only time I like to push it every so often, get the heart rate going, and then slow down, and then push it again and slow down kind of thing. But for the most part, it's just fun being out there. It's rewarding to be able to smell flowers that you can't even see sometimes, you know, but they're there. You can smell them as you ride by a bush or something, or see wildlife. So yeah, I don't have a bike rack on the van. I do have the trailer hitch in that where I put my HF antenna, but I open the sliding door and back the bicycle in and lay it down, and then use a bungee cord to lock it into place for safety.
Yeah. Well, real good. I've got to get my wife's e-bike built. I finished one of them, and another one need to get built. And I need to look at the laws in terms of e-bikes. It's got a pedal assist and the whole nine yards, but I got to look at the speed and all that. Because this one I bought goes up to 31 miles per hour max. And I'm thinking, maybe there's a maximum. I bought this a long time ago. Well, almost a year ago. And I'm going, you know, things could have changed, so I got to check it out. And I didn't think about that when I bought it, you know. But, yeah, I'd like to start going. My point is, there's a lot of hills that I obviously visit and drive by and all that. I'd like to check some out over in my county. So, and it'd be a nice trail to check out. Trails, a lot of nice trails to check out. So, anyways, yeah. Well, real good on that. I'd like to start taking advantage of that sometime once I get everything all finished.
Yeah, VA 3 at Troy and returning. Yeah, the rules, regulations are constantly changing. In fact, they're changing here too. I'm not sure, you know, what they are, because I'm not interested in getting an e-bike yet. But it could be in the future. But yeah, they are changing. Apparently, there's been some accidents in the province where e-bikes have hit pedestrians, and the government is just finding a way also to make some revenue out of it, I'm sure. But let me warn you, David, that you take the bike out to the trail, and you've got a longer riding season than we have. But what will happen is it becomes addictive. And before you know it, you'll be doing it over and over. Because you know what? It feels good to be out there.
VA3HRY from N6QDY. Well, that's good to know, you know. I had the strangest thought there, Henry. I'm always thinking like this. I wonder, you know, going out there and riding side by side with my wife, if they have a mechanism, since they're e-bikes, where I can tie them both side by side and have one steering mechanism. In other words, tie the steering mechanisms together, because I can just see the catastrophe. No, I want to go this way. No, let's go this way. You know, that kind of thing. But you tie on the steering mechanism so it's just like one. But maybe you've heard of something. I don't know. I just thought about that.
Well, you know the short answer is no, I haven't thought about that, but you got me laughing. Good one. If you do, you might want to patent it. Oh, as an aftermarket kit, you know. Enjoy the presence of your wife next to you on the next bike ride, you know. Hands free, Mom. There you go. Oh, boy. Yeah. No, it's a lot of fun, you know, and you don't have to be working up a sweat or anything to enjoy it and get health benefits from it either. I mean, just walking the forest or walking on trails, you know, it gives you health benefits. But anyway, I've been looking at the weather forecast here, and we're talking 36 Celsius by Wednesday and Thursday, I think. Quick conversion will be close to about 90 something, off the top of my head. And I don't know what the humidity will be like, but you know what? It might call for a good ride, you know? I'll pack up a lot of water and, just take it a little easier and, enjoy a ride out there. I'm looking forward to it already.
Pretty hot. And it's about, I think max today is going to be unseasonably 72, 73 degrees. And it's usually up in the 90s to 100s over here at this time of the year. So, wow, interesting. Yeah, really good. And yeah, I think we would enjoy it. And stuff. I don't know if what I could do is, maybe there's an aftermarket where you can do tandem, and you just, so here's the bad thing about this bike. It looks, because of the way the seat is, it's not a regular bike seat. It looks like a motorcycle seat. Not as, you know, but you've probably seen them. They look closer to a motorcycle seat. And I think that's the problem there, too. It kind of throws it off, you know. And one thing that it's a faster than what it is vehicle, you know. I don't know. And I did look it up. It's 28 miles per hour, roughly. I got to look further into it. I just saw 28 on there. But anyways. All righty. Well, I'll tell you what. Real good on taking advantage of the weather and going out there for a good ride. And just want to get in there and say hello, and we'll catch up with you later, Henry, maybe on a walk or something.
Yeah, okay, David. And here's an idea. Before you go, if you do take the bike out on the trail, or if you take the bike out, period, make sure you stay in contact on the Canada Hub one day, and maybe we'll do bicycle mobile to bicycle mobile. I've done that on DMR. Some guys in fact, California, and I remember the conversation that we had about Gary Fisher, the brand of bike that I ride. And they gave me a history lesson on Gary Fisher, because he was from California, or is from California. I think he's still alive. And he's accredited with the mountain bike phrase or words or whatever, but he never made money out of that. He just made money out of the design and bicycle building until I think he sold it to Trek. Yeah, it would be fun to do that. We could talk about the trails and the difference, or the smells, the conditions. Anyway, back to you, David, VA 3HOI.
Yeah, they look pretty nice bikes. I'm looking at them right now, and he's got a Gary Fisher e-bike. Or wait, Gary Fisher's bikes, mountain bikes, and e-bikes. Yeah. So he has one too. There's a black one here that I'm looking at where the battery's underneath the bar. Oh, I don't know the terms, but anyways, yeah. The front angled bar, whatever. Okay, yeah, that sounds like a plan. We can do that. There's a few sites I want to go up to. I can ride my bike there.